This is Greer Garson.
And Basil Rathbone.
The Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Presenting the story, Goodbye, Mr. Chips. And here is your host, the director of the Star's own theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. Your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies welcome you again to the Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Tonight, it pleases me more than I can tell you to present here one of the most beautiful stories of all time, James Hilton's Goodbye, Mr. Chips, starring Basil Rathbone and that beloved Mrs. Chips, Greer Garson.
Speaking for myself, Roger, it pleases me more than I can tell you to be here. And I'm delighted that Basil Rathbone is to play Mr. Chips. I think when our story is finished tonight, you will all agree that he has given one of the finest radio performances of this or any year.
Thank you, Greer. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, our curtain will rise on the Gulf Screen Guild Theater presentation of Goodbye, Mr. Chips. Meanwhile, Bud Heaston wants to remind you of something. All right, Bud.
Folks, you've probably been preparing for this fall weather in lots of ways. For instance, getting out your overcoats and sweaters and such things. Well, don't forget to prepare your automobiles, too. Now's the time to change that dirty, worn-out summer oil for a crankcase full of the right seasonal grade of Gulf Lube motor oil. Gulf Lube is the finest motor oil Gulf has ever sold at a regular price. It's refined by the exclusive Multisol process. It resists the formation of sludge, helps prevent hard carbon deposits, and gives you surprisingly long mileage. And folks, when you change to Gulf Lube motor oil, here's something else it will pay you to do at the same time. Protect the wearing points in the chassis and running gear of your car with Gulf Flex Registered Lubrication, the newest and most scientific lubrication in the market today. Yes, let the Gulf man protect your car in these two ways, with Gulf Flex Registered Lubrication and Gulf Lube Motor Oil.
Right you are, Bud. And now Oscar Bradley's music opens our story tonight, and you'll hear Basil Rathbone and Greer Garson in Goodbye, Mr. Chips. Deep in the heart of that green island that is forever England stands Brookfield School, founded 1492. Old walls, old buildings, old oaks, all sleeping in the peace of a September afternoon. And sleeping, too, in the bedroom of a house on a historic quadrangle is an old, old man. There's nothing remarkable about him. He owns no shining medals for valor. He's accumulated no great wealth. He's accomplished no heroic deed that will be recorded in the books of history, and yet, throughout the length and breadth of England, people speak his name.
Bad news, Ashley. I thought you'd want to know.
I'll go to Brookfield by the first train. Cancel all my appointments and say I've gone to see Chips.
Prime Minister cannot be disturbed, Sir William.
Oh, yes, he can. You tell him Chips of Brookfield is dying. He'll listen.
Yes, that's what everyone calls him, Old Chips, or more formally, Mr. Chipping, beloved Master Emeritus of Brookfield School. The white head turns on the pillow, and Chips smiles in his sleep. Of what is he dreaming? Of textbooks and chapel bells, of roll calls and scuffling feet, of names half forgotten, of events long ago, perhaps dreaming of the desolate figure of an unpopular middle-aged teacher, as he stands in the schoolyard on the closing day of a school term. Dream on, Mr.
Hilton, Baba, Turner, Webb.
Wentworth.
Wilde.
Very well. Class is dismissed. Incidentally, I want to be sure...
Wait, isn't it wonderful? No more Latin, no more Greek. I'm going to burn all my books and swim till I go fin.
Oh, well.
Now, Chipping, wait.
What? Oh, hello, Max.
Chipping, look.
Just see what I have here.
A cake.
Where did you get it?
A present to the professor from my German class. It's a beauty, no?
Yes, indeed, Max.
What did you get from your class?
I? Oh, nothing.
Oh. Well, I'm glad the summer's here. I will miss the young devils, though. Where do you go for your holiday?
Oh, Harrogate as usual.
Harrogate?
Yes, I've been going there for 19 summers. Ever since I came here to teach at Brookfield, it's quiet and it's convenient and
economical.
But Harrogate is a resort for romantic old ladies.
Now, really, man.
Look here, why don't you come with me, huh?
With you?
Yeah, I'm taking a walking trip through the Alps, over the Tyrol, into my country, Austria.
Oh, no. It's very kind of you, Max, but really, it's quite out of the question, quite impossible.
Oh, Mr. Chippin.
Yes, Jinx?
The headmaster's compliments, and he'd like to see you in his study right away.
Oh, thank you, Jinx.
I hope it's good news, sir.
Thank you. Excuse me, will you, Max? This may be something very important to me.
Oh, I can guess what it is. You are going to be promoted to housemaster for next term.
I think so. I hope so.
Of course you are. Congratulations.
And now you must take this trip to with me to the Tyrol.
Oh, no. As a housemaster, that wouldn't be quite well. It wouldn't be quite dignified. And And I must think of that, you know, because, well, I'd better not keep Chatterton waiting.
Now, don't be nervous. Look him straight in the eye.
Oh, I shall indeed. Goodbye, Max.
I'll be there.
A housemaster. Think of that. A housemaster at Brookfield.
Understand, Mr. Chipping, this is immensely difficult for me. But frankly, the Board of School Governors feels that any man in the housemaster post should be popular with the boys. That's why, in spite of the fact that you were in line for the position, we decided on Farrington.
Yes, I see. This is a very great disappointment. Mr. Chatteris, I seem to have been a failure here. And I don't quite know why.
Now, Mr. Chipping...
When I came to Brookfield, I'd never taught before. It was the big chance of my life. Teaching was my great ambition. I was fiercely determined to succeed. But somehow, from the very first day, I missed the trick of getting with boys or anyone else to like me. Instead of a friend, a teacher, I've become, well, just a disciplinarian.
The board has no complaint to make about your work, Mr. Chipping. We would like you to remain in your present post. If that is agreeable.
Yes, oh, yes, of course. It has to be agreeable, doesn't it? Do you know of another school that would accept a teacher who has got nowhere in 19 years? Thank you for your consideration, Mr. Chatteris, and good day.
Have a nice holiday, Mr. Chipping. You're going to Harrogate as usual, I suppose.
Harrogate? You do know all about me, don't you, Mr. Chatteris? Ever since the day I came here, you've known what I thought, what I felt, and how I'd turn out.
Now, Mr. Chipping...
Ah, but this time you're wrong. I'm not going to Harrogate. I'm going abroad on a walking tour. Yes, Mr. Chatteris, I feel I need a change. And by this time next week, who knows, I may be climbing the Alps. Confound it. I must have taken the wrong turn back there where the trails come together. A man my age has no business climbing the Alps all alone. Should have stayed back at the inn with Max. Oh, dear, now I am in a hole. Fog as thick as pea soup. It's getting dark and... Ooh, it's infernally cold. Oh, dear. The safest thing to do is to stay here and not move until Max or someone comes after me. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What an extraordinary echo.
Hello!
But that's very strange.
Where are you?
Well, in all my experience, good heavens, it's not an echo.
I said, where are you?
It's a woman.
Hello! Are you in danger? Stay right where you are. Don't be frightened. I'm coming. Hello! Hello!
She wasn't answering. She must have fallen.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What? Oh, hello. Are you, you all right?
Oh, yes, quite, thanks. This fog's rather a nuisance, isn't it? You shouldn't be moving about, you know. It's very foolish of you.
Foolish? I heard you call and I thought you were in some difficulty.
What, you mean you climbed up here in this fog to rescue me?
Yes, indeed.
I never heard of such stupidity. Well, I'm probably a much better climber than you are.
Then what were you screaming about?
I wasn't screaming. I just let out a shout at random, trying the echo, you know. Oh, really, it was idiotic of you to take such a risk. And rather wonderful.
Oh, not at all.
Well, anyhow, I'm awfully glad you came. It was going to be very lonely. Won't you sit down? This rock is quite comfortable, as rocks go.
Oh, yes. My, My name is Miss Chipping.
Mine's Ellis. Catherine Ellis. Have a sandwich?
Oh, have you...
Oh, yes, loads of them. Here.
Well, thank you. I am hungry.
That one's ham.
Yes. Pardon. It's very good, too.
I'm sorry I wasn't in any danger.
It was rather inconsiderate of you. What are you doing alone on a mountain?
My friend didn't feel like climbing, so I left her down at the inn. We're bicycling.
Bicycling?
Yes. Do have another sandwich.
Thank you. Good heavens, I didn't know that ladies rode those awful things.
I'm afraid they do, Mr. Chipping.
With one leg... I beg your pardon. I mean, one limb on either side of a saddle.
Now, how could anyone ride a bicycle side saddle?
But what happens to your dress?
Oh, they breed female bicycles now. Didn't you know?
Really? Ladies riding bicycles. It's quite daring, isn't it?
No, not at all.
Well, being a schoolmaster, I may be a bit old-fashioned. You see, I've never been what they called a ladies' man.
Afraid of them?
Terrified.
Oh, not of me, I hope.
No. So it's very strange, but I'm not. Perhaps it's the altitude. Tell me, do you experience a sort of a sort of exhilaration?
Definitely.
As though we owned the mountain?
Every stone of it.
We're pretty superior persons.
We're gods.
Yes. Yes, it must be the altitude. Yes, we'd better start getting off this mountain at once.
What, in all this fog?
Well, we've got to get back to the inn. It'll soon be night.
Well, what are you saying? Why, we both missed the part and be killed. I'm staying here.
But it's damp. It's cold.
Yes, isn't it? I'm freezing.
Oh, dear me, how rude of me. Do take my coat.
What, and leave you unprotected? Of course not.
Oh, I'm warm enough. Really, I am.
No, I've a much better idea. It's a big coat, and we'll share it.
Oh,
like this.
Say now, really.
There, see? Oh, there's nothing wrong with this, is there? Cozy, isn't it?
But heavens, Miss Ellis, suppose someone were to see you. What would they think? What could they think?
Now, who's going to see us away up here on a mountain? May as well face it, Mr. Chipping. We're here for the night.
Oh, I'm sure someone will discover us before morning. They've got to rescue us before morning.
And what if they don't, Mr. Chipping?
Well, in that case, Miss Ellis, as you said, I suppose we'll just have to face it.
What are you doing out of the balcony, Catherine?
I'm looking up at my mountain, Flora, in the moonlight.
I should think after last night you'd have seen enough of it.
It's going to be rather a thrilling memory when our vacation is over.
It is a pity your knight errant was such an old stick in the mud.
He's not old, Flora, and I think he's quite charming.
Why, Catherine?
Oh, that doesn't mean I'm in love with him, of course.
Well, that's fortunate, because his friend just told me they were leaving for Vienna tomorrow.
Oh, he did?
I wonder why your Mr. Chipping didn't look in to say goodbye.
Oh, he's terribly shy. I'm always so sorry for shy people, aren't you? Must be so lonely sometimes. Flora?
Yes?
How far is it to Vienna by bicycle? Isn't it a most amazing coincidence, our meeting in Vienna, Mr. Chipping? You know, you were the very last person on earth I expected to see.
Believe me, it's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me, Miss Ellis. Oh, waiter.
Yes, sir.
Some wine, please. Oh, no. Look, bring a champagne.
Yes, sir. Perhaps Paul Roger, 1865.
Oh, dear me, no. Nothing as old as that. We want something fresh, the very best.
Fresh? Yeah.
I feel like a little girl at her first party.
So do I. Well, that isn't. I mean, of course, I feel like a small boy.
Perhaps we feel young because this room is so old. Did you know that the Treaty of the Five Kingdoms was drawn up here nearly 100 years ago?
I shall always think of it as the place where I dined with, well, with you.
Thank you.
And I shall never forget they were playing the Blue Danube Waltz.
Wouldn't you like to remember that you danced to it?
Dance? I?
Of course.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly.
Why not?
Well, I haven't danced for years.
Then it's high time you started again.
Oh, no, not before all those people.
Well, of course, if you really don't want to.
Oh, it's not that. It's, I do want to.
It would have been fun to remember.
Yes, it would. But, Miss Ellis.
Yes, Mr. Chipping.
May I have the pleasure of this dance?
Oh, Chips, you darling. You see, you haven't forgotten. Why, you've done beautifully.
Thank you.
Now, reverse.
Reverse? Oh, I don't believe I
That's
could.
That's it. You see how easily it's done?
Yes, by heavens, I did make it, didn't I?
I haven't had such fun in years.
Neither have I.
It's a pity it has to end so soon.
So soon?
Yes. I have to start for home tomorrow.
Oh, but look here, you can't, you...
Reverse.
Hey, what? Oh, yes.
I shall have so much to remember when I get home.
So shall I.
Marvelous memories.
Miss Ellis, Kathy, there's something I'd like to ask you.
Yes, Mr. Chipping.
Of course, it's very presumptuous of me. I couldn't possibly expect a favorable answer.
Why, what is it?
Well, it's this. I haven't much to offer, but would you consider...
Yes, Mr. Chipping.
Could you... That is, would you... Would you consider trying that dance step again? Reverse, Miss Kathy.
And the Thanksgiving Chippy compound that took the house full and took them and rest there.
The train. Train's about ready to start, Kathy. What time do you get to London? Oh, dear me, yes, of course, I asked that before, didn't I?
Yes. Oh, isn't saying goodbye awful?
Yes, yes, isn't it?
I mean, it's so...
Yes, yes, that's exactly what it is. There, the train's starting to move. Jump on, Kathy.
Oh, dear, yes. Goodbye, Mr. Chip. And when you're remembering, please remember me with this. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Miss Ellis! Kathy, wait! Kathy, do you hear me?
Yes, but don't fall under the train.
You just kissed me, you know.
I know, what is this?
But look here, you have to marry me now.
Oh, do you want me?
Oh, frightfully, do you?
Yes, Billy. Goodbye, Chip, darling. Goodbye.
Kathy, wait. I'll meet you in London. Wait for me.
I say, this is a dirty trick on your part, Max, getting us here to meet the newlywed.
Yes, any girl who'd marry Chipping must be a fright.
Chipping's bad enough, but now we'll have to put up with a Mrs. Chipping, too.
Come up and stay here. Put that tea away, Max.
Yes, let's shorten your deal as much as possible.
And, Max, for heaven's sake, don't ask them to sit and stay.
Come in, Chipping. Oh, hello, everyone.
Hello, Jerry.
You can only stay a moment, Max. Come in, Kathy.
Thank you.
These are my colleagues, my dear.
How do you do? Oh, it's so nice to meet you all. And just a little terrifying. Chip told me how distinguished you all are.
Chip? Oh, Kathy, really. Just a nickname she's given me, fellows.
I won't. Chips. Why didn't we think of that?
Please sit down, Mrs.
Yes, please.
Have a chair, Mr.
Sit here, Chips, old man. It's good to see you again.
Oh, Max, for heaven's sake, where are your manners? Aren't you going to give the Chipping some tea?
Thank you, Mrs. Chipping.
It was a jolly party, Mrs. Chipping.
The scones were wonderful. Goodbye, Mr. Chip. I mean, Mr. Chipping.
Goodbye, boys. I haven't enjoyed a party so much for ages.
Goodbye, boys. Hurry now to assembly or you'll be late.
Bye.
What a nice lot of boys they are.
Yes, yes. Your idea of giving a party for them was a good one. But, my dear, what authority will I have in my classes after such an affair?
10 times more, Chip. Because they'll know you as a friend.
Know me as a friend? Oh, Kathy, how I wish they would.
They will. You wait and see, Chip.
Kathy, where are you? Oh, the most glorious news. Wilkinson is leaving, and I've been advanced to housemaster. Well, Mrs. Chipping, prepare yourself. Beginning next term, my salary goes up £20. So where shall we spend this summer?
What's this? wonderful news, Chip.
Thanks, old man. I wanted you to be the first to know.
Of course, I hope it will be a boy.
So do we both. Kathy and I would like him to go to Brookfield, you know. Kathy, darling.
I'm so sorry. So sorry the way things turned out.
That doesn't matter, darling.
The doctor said that it would have been a boy.
You're all I care about.
Chip.
Shh. You mustn't talk.
I'm going away. Aren't I?
No. Of course not, Kathy. I couldn't live without you.
Oh, Chip. I've been so happy. No one's ever been so happy. Ever.
Darling. Dearest.
Will you make me a promise?
Yes. Yes, Kathy.
You'll carry on. Even if I'm not here. Won't you?
Kathy, I...
The boys, Chip. The boys of Brookfield. They're the only children you...
I can't do it. I can't do it, Kathy.
Please. Promise.
All right. I promise.
No matter what happens, I shall carry on at Brookfield. Always.
No matter what happens, I shall carry on at Brookfield. For always.
Now, tell me. I want to see if you remember how we met, what we did, and how we fell in love.
Once upon a time, there was a very lonely teacher, and he went to Switzerland. There he met a beautiful girl on a mountain top. In Vienna, they danced all night and fell in love. And... Kathy, do you hear me? Kathy! Oh, Kathy! 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 Please come to order.
Did you hear? Mrs. Chips is dead.
Turn to page 29.
He had a tea last week.
The first paragraph at the top of the page.
I don't know what Chips will do without her.
Collie, will you begin the translation?
Yes, sir. In every age, barbarians have oppressed.
Go on, Collie.
Yes, sir. Have oppressed. Oh, I can't. I can't.
Collie, please. I know how you feel, but we must go on. That's what she wanted. For all of us to carry on at Brookfield for always. Now, come, Collie. Read with me. In every age, the barbarians have oppressed the peaceful nations
all over the world who neglect and...
And Chips went on through the years as he had promised. He saw three generations come and go. He became headmaster of Brookfield and was the most honored, most loved man the great school had ever known. Then, in his 85th year, he retired. And now, mourned by all of England, old Chips is dying. A doctor and the present headmaster of Brookfield are in his room. Chip's eyes open slowly as their voices come to his ears.
A remarkable character, Marsham.
A great character, Doctor. I knew him and I knew his wife.
She died many years ago, I understand.
Yes.
That's her picture there on the table by his bed.
Ah, lovely head.
Pity he never had any children.
Yes, what was that you said about me?
Nothing, Chips. We were just talking and waiting for you to come out of that beauty sleep of yours.
No, I heard you. You said it was a pity. I had no children. But I have, you know. I have thousands of them. And all boys.
Chips. He doesn't seem to hear you. Is it the end of the...
I'm afraid so.
I've kept my promise, Kathy. I've carried on, my dear. I've carried on, Kathy. Oh, it's been such a long time without you, Kathy. Such a long, long time. The job's finished, Kathy. It's done.
Hello, Mr. Chips.
Gulf Curtain falls on the conclusion of Goodbye, Mr. Chips, which was written for radio by Charles Tazewell and Hector Chevney. Greer Garson and Basil Rathbone will be with us again as soon as we give them a few seconds to sort of catch their breath. And during those few seconds, we've something of interest to everyone who's ever sat behind the wheel of an automobile.
You know, friends, a doctor can tell a lot about a patient's condition just by having him take a little exercise, then getting out a stethoscope and listening. Well, in much the same way, you can tell a lot about your car just by accelerating suddenly or driving up a steep hill and listening to the engine. For if you hear a knocking, pinging sound, that's a sign your car is wasting gas and wasting power. And it may also mean some expensive repair bills. So better fill up with Gulf No-Knox gasoline. This extra-value gasoline has been raised to an extremely high anti-knock rating. It's especially designed to stop that harmful hammering and pounding in your motor. As a result, Gulf No-Knox gives you a quieter, smoother-running motor at maximum mileage. So the very next time you need gasoline, get a gasoline designed to make your car run quieter and run better. Gulf No-Knox gasoline.
Basil, I want to tell you that your performance was all that Greer said it was going to be.
Thank you.
And as for you, Greer, your interpretation of Mrs. Chips, both on the screen and on our program tonight, will always constitute one of the really fine performances of our time.
Thank you, Roger. That's sweet of you.
What's your dramatic treat for next week, Roger?
We're going to do that delightful comedy melodrama hit of stage and screen, The Amazing Dr. Clitterhouse.
Oh, that's wonderful. I hope you'll have Eddie Robinson starring in it.
You can bet on that, Greer. We'll not only have Edward G. Robinson playing Dr. Clitterhouse, the scientist who became a crook, but in addition, we'll also have Humphrey Bogart and Marcia Hunt. So be with us next week, won't you, friends? Until then, this is Roger Pryor speaking for your neighborhood good Gulf dealer and saying, good night, everyone.
Now, a special announcement. If you would like to have a beautiful full-color portrait ready for framing of Loretta Young, be sure to get the new issue of Photoplay Multimirror Magazine, now available at all newsstands. Bud Heaston speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.